Weiter in Oraisa, we're in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Tes Amar Aleph. Bringing upon Yud Chesam Beis, but about Amar Peis, but a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zog the Eilige Mishnah, Ein Kosrin Shtari Chov Moed, you're not allowed to start, write a Shtar Chov on Chol Moed. However, if a person, Veinu Ma'amino, if you don't believe the person, Rashi says, Amav L'Lova, the lender to the bar, you don't actually believe him, O She'en Lo Ma'yochal, or the sofer doesn't want to eat, needs to make some money from his business of writing, or is a yichlev, you can't write. Ein Kosrin Svarim Tefillin U Mezuzos B'Moed, you can't write Svarim, Tefillin, or Mezuzos on Chol Hamoed. Ve'ein Magiyin Osachas Afilu. The Sefer Ezra, you're not allowed to fix even one letter, even if it's from the Sefer Ezra. Rashi says, right to the Sefer Torah of Ezra, who had the very true and clear and correct writing. It says, Rashi, Vanishmati Azara, with a hey, who perished Sefer Muga, Azara, who was found in Azara, the temple courtyard. For a minute, you might give him close if you go, that they would fix all this farm over there. Abiyuda Omer Kosev Adam Tefillin Mezuzos Atzmo. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to write these Tefillin Mezuzos for yourself. Rashi says, Lakayim Zeha Mitzvah, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Aval, Litzibor Limkor, the Derech Schiris, have a Chashiv Malacha. But to go ahead and to sell it, that already is going to be a malacha, and that's the problem. Like we say earlier in Daf Yud Beis, right? So you couldn't do such a thing. Beep, turn the page. You're testing Malaf. V'tova al yerecho tchelas letzitziso. He can spin tchelas on his thigh for tzitzis. Says Rashi. A chut in the strings. Avalobi yadav in its not in his hand, between his fingers. Ubepelach kederchol. Right, or the way that it's done. Kederchol during the. During the spindle, like during the weekday, it's a normal way of doing it. Tana Rabban, I'm going to see three mechlokas about tefillin, mezuzas, and tzitzis. We have as follows. Number one is kosef adam tefillin, mezuzah, atzmo. You're allowed to go and write, do it for yourself. Betova yirichot chilas tzitzis. So you're allowed to do it lebachem, betova, and you're allowed to do it for other people. The rest says for free. Lebuschay, tivri b'meir. That is b'meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says. That Marim Umocher Shalom, you actually do let a shtick and then say your own. Rashi says, Keno Sakoyim Asachag, and do all the days of the Chag. Meaning, he does and he writes tefillin and mezuzah for himself, and then he says, oh, you need it, I'll sell it to you. Because of it, because of it, and then he goes and he writes it and he does it for himself. And this is what he doesn't have already. Rabbi Yossi Omer, because of Mocher Gidaku, the Parnasasa, no, you let it even keep doing that, as you know, to make some Parnasa. Rashi says, Bahar Vacha, even more than you need. Velo Mari Vimishain, Lamayoch, when I think of the person doesn't want to eat. Ori Lay Rabbi Rav, the Rav Chanano. Rav taught to Rav Chanano, Rav Chanano, Halacha Kosev, a Mocher Gidaku, the Parnasasa. The Halacha is you can write and sell in a normal way, in order to raise money for what you need. Next, for the Mishnah, end off, V'toval Yerecho, that we can spin the Tcheles, Yerecho Tcheles, Tcheles on the thigh. Tanu Rabbanon, Zok Tehillega Breisam, Tova Adam Yerecho Tcheles, that's the person who can do the spin Tcheles on the side for it. It's have a low be'evan, but you can't do it with a stone. Rashi says, Shetola b'chut, you hang it off a string, Kedei Sheyuchal L'shozer Yafet, so you can go ahead and it gets very tight, and then it gets spun very easily. Divi Rabbi Elazar, these are the words of Rabbi Elazar, Chamomim, Ap Evan, you can even do it on an Evan. And who knows, Rabbi Shom, Yudah said, Nei Rabbi Elazar, but Evan, Avlo Pelech, that he's allowed to do it in spin tchelis with a stone, but not with a spindle. The Chamomim, Bein Be'evan, Bein Pelech, he's allowed to do it with either one of those, no problemo. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, B'chein Amar Rav Yechiv Arba Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Bein Be'evan Bein Be'pelach, Halacha is allowed to do it with a stone or with a spindle. Halacha Kosev Kedaiko, Mochek Kedipar, and it's also Halacha is allowed to write film Zuzas on Chol Moed regularly and sell them to raise money for what you need. Zok the next, Halacha Mishnah, HaKover Esmei So Shlosha Yodim Shoyamim Kodim L'Regel. Somebody buries one of his close relatives 3 days before the holiday. Rashi says, "Hol ve'ikar avilus in relish shloshim." The ikar avilus is only 3 days. If he buries the days before, then batla imen gzera shiva. Then shiva is batla. Rashi says, "Del achar regel inu tzarch limnos." You also don't have to do it more. So let's say the person died, the relative died on Sunday. So you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and so the yontif is Tuesday, right? Tuesday night. So then you have 3 days. Then what happens is batal min gzeira shiva. There's no more shiva. It's done. Shmona. Then batal min gzeira shloshim. It was 8 days. before the holiday. First one is 3 days before the holiday. Now you got 8 days before the holiday. Then batal gezeres shloshim. Then shloshim is also batal. Rashi says, Shmuel Kolin Rega batal min gezeres shloshim. The whole of the hischil yom echad min shloshim. Since you had 1 day of shloshim, because shloshim is, you know, starting after Shiva, so you have 1 day. Well, it's part and parcel of, but the 1 day after it's enosh lishmor klom lacha regel. You have to do anything after regel. Then shloshim ella mutter lealter b'tichposes b'giyutz b'tisroos. So that immediately clean and shower and laundering and haircutting and all that stuff. Oh, he says the Gemara. Mipnei she'amro Shabbos olav einu mafsekes. Shabbos is included in seven days of Shiva and does not cut them short. It's one of the days of mourning. Regalim mafsikin vein olam, but regel is mafsik. It cuts it short. It closes it, but it's not included in one of the countings. So if it's only 2 days and it's a third day, it's not going to count as it. Right, so it'd have to be 3 days and then a fourth day in order for it to stop that. And 7 days and an eighth day, etc. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Mishachar v'samig nishatzeres v'shakishabis. From the destruction of the temple, Shavuos is considered like Shabbos.
Every Yom Tov, it's like 7 days going on there, Pesach and Sukkot. Now Shavuos also has it as 7 days of Tashlumen. That is that if you didn't bring the Karban that you have to be bringing on Shavuos, you have 7 days to finish it off. But Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, you don't have any more. So it says Rashi, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, she'ein la'atzeres Tashlumen kozayin, ve'einu el yom echad, and it's only 1 day. Therefore, Kishabbos, this can be like Shabbos. V'dinu Kishabbos, the olav enum of Sukkot, it's olav for the day of Shiva, and it's not mafsik the Shiva. Obviously, on Shabbos itself and on Shavuos itself, you can't sell. You can't. You have to be, you know, in the state of Simcha, right? So you can't be keeping the same halachas, but it's still considered part of the Shiva. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'regalim. Those that fall into the categories of regalim, again, that they're not ola and they're mafsik. V'cham omrim lo k'divrei zeh, v'lo k'divrei zeh. V'chamim don't say like either one of these over here, that they don't say like Chacham or like Amliel, that Shavuos is not true like Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not true like holidays. Ella Atzeres k'regalim. Atzeres is like when they're gone, because it's a regel. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and k'Shabbos. It's amazing. That's how he holds. That is the end of our Hilig Mishnah.
Says the Gemara, very cryptic statement, which we'll explain. Amarav, Gezeres batel, Yomim lo batel. When we say that 30, that Shloshim is batel, but it's Shloshim is batel, but the days are not batel. Rashi says, Shloshim batel, Yomim lo batel, Shloshim yom lo batel, that I'm fluent, but they're still hanging there. Vachin Rav Huna, Gezeres batel, Yomim lo batel. She should have my feel, Yomim nami batel. She says, no, even the days are batel, everything's finished. In fact, the Gemara, my time of Yomim lo batel, in this context, it means, what is the reason? Rashi says, Klomer, Be'eza inyan lo batel, Yomim. In what way are they not batal? What does that even mean? Says Gemara, that what does it mean? What it means is that if you had 8 days, and then you had that eighth day is the first day, you know, of a full-on for the Shloshim, and then there's a regel following that on that night, the reason why we let you do, you know, it's batal, so to speak, is that you can shave and get ready for the yantif, l'kavod yantif. And therefore, says Rashi, she'im lo gilech, well, says the Gemara, she'im lo gilech erev a regel, also l'galech ha'cha regel. If you did not shave erev a regel, you can't do it after. Rashi says, "Echi batal gezer shloshim v'boyele legulu legluche erva regel lugilach." It was done in order for the covered regel to shave beforehand. If you didn't do that, then you're not allowed to. Rashi says, "Kol shloshim yom." That's what it means that it's hanging over there. Beep. Turn the page. Just as Manav Tanya, we have a brayso which supports this. As Rashi ben Yichuz Asiyasa, this is a aid and a support to this idea. Hakover Smeishir Shloshim Yomim Kol Regel. Someone goes in and buries his dead 3 days before the holiday. Batal Men Gzer Shiva. It's Mevatal Gzer Shiva. Shmoni Yom Kol Regel. If it's 8 days before, then Batal Men Gzer Shloshim. Then Shloshim is Batal Mevatal. Megalech Regel. And you should shave before the Regel. Im Logi Lech Regel. But if he doesn't do it, then Asal Gachach Regel. It's going to be Asar from doing it after it. Abba Shalomer. Abishol says he disagrees, and he comes along and he tells us that mutter legalecha charegel, nah, it's a mutter to do it after the regel, even if he didn't shave ever regel, kishem shemitzah shloshim v'zels kizeres shiva, because just like the mitzvah of three is mavato, that of seven, that of 3 days were upheld, were practiced, Rashi says the chikaver meso shloshu yamin lefei regel inu yosef la'achar regel klum. He doesn't say it afterwards. Kach mitzvah shiva, so too the mitzvah shiva is mevatel gzera. Shloshim mevatel gzera of shloshim says Rashi chikaver meso shiva yamin kodem regel batla mimenu gzera shloshim that feel lo gilachar regel gilachar regel. You still do it after the regel. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day. I don't want to wish. I do want you to have that, but not yet. Shiva says, what are you saying? Seven. Says that if you did 7 days, Shiva's Mephatel is Gzer Shloshim, but we said eight. It says we have the eight. No, because Rabbi Shalom, Mixiom, Kakula, part of the day is like the whole day of Yom Shvi, Ololo, Lakana, Lakana, the seventh day counts both ways. The last day of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim. Rashi is the Chosh of Namishmini, is considered also like the eighth day. And with that, we're going to stop up here and wish you all a great, great day.